ladies and gentlemen. And a drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2022 International Rose of Tralee is from Westmead!
There you go, that was a moment last summer in the Kerry Sports Academy at the Munster Technological University when Westmead's Rachel Duffy won the 2022 Rose of Tralee. But the question is being asked this morning, I suppose, is the Rose of Tralee going back to the Kerry Sports Academy? And if it is, under what conditions will it be going back there? The Rose of Tralee Festival, as I said, took place in the Sports Academy last year. And to start with this, we have details from a Freedom of Information request carried out by Radio Kerry's Mark Lynch, who's with me now. Mark, the festival took place in the MTU last year for the first time ever. No dome, it was in the Sports Academy. How did that come about, first of all?
That's right, Gerry. Last year's festival took place there between the 19th and the 23rd of August, and for the first time, some of the festival events took place at the MTU campus in Tralee and its Kerry Sports Academy, and those were the Rose Bowl and the televised selection nights. And according to the correspondence we received under FY, the Rose of Tralee had actually been in what was described as advanced discussions with the MTU about hosting some events pre-COVID, if you remember those times, but the pandemic halted those discussions. And the Rose of Tralee made contact with the MTU again in late 2021 with a view to restarting those discussions, and an email was sent to MTU President Maggie Cusack in December 2021 to bring her up to speed and introduce her to the festival CEO Anthony O'Gara. Now, the discussions from the Rose of Tralee's point of view were to focus on areas for collaboration and the possibility of hosting the 2022 events in the Sports Academy. And in early 2022 then, a proposal was sent from the festival to the MTU for the 2022 festival. And that proposal included that there was to be no fee from the MTU to the Rose Festival or vice versa, but the festival would make an annual goodwill contribution to support a scholarship for a student studying event management. It said, and I'm going to quote directly here, so I'll speak in the first person, Kerry Rose Festival Limited are confident that our partnership with MTU will deliver exceptional marketing opportunities to the university, the value of which will far exceed any costs associated with the partnership. Now, the proposal included also the festival would need the Kerry Sports Academy from the 8th of August to allow proper setting up, so it would require use of the building for more than 2 weeks, as well as all car parking facilities available for the events themselves. And it also included some benefits which the MTU could enjoy from the festival, similar along the lines to what I just quoted, and that includes that the MTU venue would feature coming in and out of ad breaks, and the host, who of course is Dahi O'Shea, would announce that the event's coming from the MTU, and he would give context to the university and its partnership. And the festival also proposed branding and PR opportunities, and this includes the use of the MTU logo on brochures, programmes, tickets and advertising events at the MTU venue itself. And the two parties eventually came to an agreement for last year's festival, but it was not without any fees, as the festival first proposed. The MTU was renting the facility to the Rose of Tralee at a cost to the festival, and it went ahead on this basis last year.
Okay, so that was last year. Following on from last year's festival, when did plans for this year's event and TV show start?
Seemingly almost immediately, really. Rose of Tralee's festival executive chair Anthony O'Gara was on this show with you, Gerry, on August 30th last year, just a week after the festival, and he said it was the best festival in years, but straight away there was an explicit mention of the cost of the festival last year, specifically in relation to the renting of the Kerry Sports Academy. And he told you on the show, Gerry, last year that they would not be able to afford to rent it on the same terms as last year. And fast forward then to November 4th, and Mr. O'Gara sent an email to the MTU President Maggie Cusack, and I might just read some extracts of that for you directly. It said, "We feel that the 2022 events held there at the MTU, that is, were a considerable success from a public relations and operational point of view. We believe that developing a future association together can present considerable opportunity for both parties. We will need to rebalance our financial arrangements if we are to develop that association, as the preparation of the venue for the event from its design purpose presents considerable financial commitment. I believe there are exceptional social and promotional advantages available to the MTU from a partnership involving 5 hours of live prime time TV, and that a positive association with our festival that's so closely aligned with the social and commercial development of Tralee is a natural fit." And it also says, in our post-event review with RTE, they were very positive and they would consider the facility as a suitable long-term broadcast option. So initial contact, once again, as far back as November, to reboot the arrangement, so to speak, between the two parties for next year's festival. Discussions continued in December, and in January 10th this year then, the festival then sent its proposal for this year's events to the MTU. And again, I might just read a few key parts in this. There's a couple of differences from its proposal from last year. So it says during the festival last year, around 4,000 people visited the MTU campus, many of whom have never had the opportunity to visit MTU in Tralee. That creates an excellent showcase opportunity for the university and its facilities. And it says then, in line with the MTU commitment, this is the MTU's own commitment to engage actively and make a meaningful contribution to the local and regional community, and the commitment that MTU makes use of both the human and physical resources of the university to facilitate community activities in areas of sports, culture and arts. The festival is again seeking access to the Sports Academy for a number of events in 2023, building on the successful collaboration of 2022. And five events are what's proposed for this year's events. That's the Rose Bowl, an evening performance or event on the Saturday and the Sunday, and then the TV selection nights on the Monday and Tuesday. It also says, crucially, that the Rose of Tralee would also request that, in line with the MTU ambition within its strategic plan, specifically to provide access to physical resources of the university to support communities and culture, that a significant reduction in the cost of the venue would be considered for 2023. In addition, the festival would ask MTU to place a realistic value on the considerable benefits of hosting the various events at the MTU, and to make a contribution to the festival that reflects their commitment to joining the local community in supporting the event. And those benefits again include media and PR exposure from the Rose selection nights, the opportunities for the MTU to leverage the Rose of Tralee's social reach and access to the global networks of the festival for the benefit of the university. And the proposal also mentions that the other key partners who engage with the festival contribute a financial amount per year in return for those benefits. Now, the amount is redacted due to commercial sensitivity.
Sure.
And the last bit I'm going to read from that proposal is just that it identifies one of the main weaknesses of the festival, as identified in its strategic plan, is the absence of a permanent venue for the events outlined in this proposal. And the festival directors are working to resolve this issue, it says, but this is a 3 to 5 year project. And in the interim, given the importance of the festival to the town, county and region, the festival is requesting the development and agreement of a memorandum of understanding and associated service level agreement to between both organisations, extending our relationship beyond a rental agreement to that of a strategic partnership of mutual benefit to both organisations. So two key elements really for the MTU to consider from that proposal. That's the significant reduction in cost and the request for a financial contribution. And the university was clearly not satisfied to consider those two elements without further clarification from the festival as to what exactly it was looking for. Now, Festival Executive Chair Anthony O'Gara was on this show again in January, and he spoke about moving away from the landlord relationship the two parties had last year and into a partnership. And the implication was, I suppose, always there that the festival wanted the MTU to drop price in exchange for being associated with the festival. But this is the first explicit mention of a reduction in cost and the seeking of a financial contribution from the university. And in seeking that clarification then, an email from a senior MTU staff member to the festival on January 1st this year says that it was given consideration, that's the proposal, was given consideration at a recent meeting of the university executive. The university notes, that there's a request for a significant reduction to the cost of the venue hire. What level of reduction exactly is sought in this regard? As previously explained, the MTU says our code of governance provides that we must ensure that the granting of access to our property or infrastructure is for a fair market-related price. The considerable amount of time and effort on the part of the MTU and its staff in facilitating the event and the costs relating to same must be taken into account too. We also note the request that we place a realistic value on the benefits of the MTU to hosting the event and to make a contribution to the festival. Can you clarify if the festival is seeking a contribution payment of blank from the MTU in addition to reduction in cost of the venue hire? So the MTU very much laying out a stall there in terms of what it's allowed to do. The renting of its facilities has to be a fair market related price, and it will have to take into account the costs it incurs up front. And it's worth remembering that lots of organisations, sports clubs, teams, initiatives have used and do use the facilities at the former IT Tralee and the now MTU, and they would be bound by the same code of governance.
Okay, now did the MTU receive the clarifications that it wanted?
That ultimately remains to be seen, but the festival did engage again with the MTU in mid-February, and an email sent at about 12:30 at night was released in the FOI to us in mid-February. That was again from the festival to a senior staff member in the MTU, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but again, some key parts from it. We want to have a relationship with the university that is based on supporting our community in Kerry by supporting each other. That was the premise on which we were originally asked to come together. We didn't approach that request on the basis that we would take something from you or you wanted something from us. At that time, it was considered that we would each work together to mutual advantage and also deliver something to our shared community. It was pointed out to us that the Kerry Sports Academy had been conceived and funded through that sort of community spirit. As at the festival before it, the intention was that we would use the Sports Academy, which had a value for us, and that you would take advantage of the exposure offered through that partnership, adding value for you. And it says, we would prefer to have an arrangement that involved reasonable opportunity for you and a contra arrangement on the premises and services. And it also says that we would also propose an agreement for 3 years per contract. So the Rosa Tralee here making it very clear its preference is for the renting of the facilities to essentially be in exchange for the MTU receiving exposure through partnering with the festival. And bear in mind once again that the MTU, the university, is bound by its code of governance and it has to be for a fair market-related price.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the costs which the MTU incurred from hosting the events last year. What do we know about the money the MTU received from the Rosa Tralee?
Yes, well, we know as a part of the agreement last year, the format of the payment, the payment plan, so to speak, was to be a deposit for the renting of the Sports Academy. And email correspondence suggests this deposit was due on August 1st before the festival began using the facility. And a further email from that senior staff member at the MTU shows a requested payment of that deposit on August 5th. So the festival had actually missed the first payment date. And this did happen again for the balance of the payment for renting the Sports Academy, which according to correspondence was due on August 31st, over a week after the festival ended. And an email on September 14th and a further email on September 27th both ask for the festival to pay the balance of the rental cost. By the second email, the payment had been due, as per the contract, 4 weeks beforehand. And the email said the senior staff member was requested to give an update to the MTU governing body the week after about that payment. And as well as that, then, the MTU incurred costs for damages to the curtains in the hall in the Kerry Sports Academy and for additional MTU security between the 15th and 23rd of August. And this was works carried out by the maintenance team before, during, after the festival, including electrical, plumbing, carpentry, general maintenance and fire alarm monitoring.
Okay, so where does it go from here, Mark, for Festival 2023?
Well, the latest as we had it was that the ball is in the MTU's court. It remains to be seen just how much the university is able to reduce the rental costs to still abide by its code of governance or how much it's willing to hand over in terms of financial contribution. The Rosa Tralee seems to be quite sold on the Sports Academy as the venue for the event, especially because of how successful it said last year's festival was, and clearly the Rosa Tralee is very persistent in trying to secure it on terms it can actually afford.
Yeah, which was made clear by Anthony O'Gara after last year's festival that the relationship would have to change and the financial situation would have to change to make it work from their point of view.
Absolutely, and then the stance from the MTU, the other side of it seems to be that it is open to an agreement, but only as long as it works and makes sense from its own point of view and still obviously abides by its code of governance. Now, whether it makes a difference that the festival missed scheduled payment dates from last year's contract will have an influence on discussions also remains to be seen. Perhaps if they do come to an agreement, it'll be with some kind of reformed payment plan. But certainly, Jerry, lots of questions unanswered and the clock is ticking for the festival. The search for the roses and the escorts for the selection nights is well underway. The dates are agreed for the festival and I suppose we now await confirmation on any agreement between the MTU and the Rosa Tralee.
As for the use of the Kerry Sports Academy as the major venue for the television shows and the Rose Bowl and other ancillary events around the festival. Okay, Mark, listen, interesting stuff. Thanks, Brendan, for going through that for us. That's Mark Lynch of Radio Kerry News.